My name is Alyssa.
And I'm Emily.
And you're listening to Slash and Slay, a horror podcast. Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Wow. Very good.
Thank you. I've been practicing all week for that.
Oh, is that why you haven't answered any of my texts? No, I'm kidding.
That's not true. You didn't answer my text today.
That is so true. That is so true. Guys, I just hate texting. Hate it.
She hates it. She has her read receipts on too, so. Did you know that? You didn't know that, right?
No.
You didn't know you have your read receipts on?
No. But I don't think it'll change anything. Because you know that I. Like, wouldn't you rather know that I read it and chose to ignore it instead of.
The thing is, with you. Like, you actually do respond. Like, when it says delivered, I know you, I really truly know you haven't seen it. And so, when it has read receipts on, like, if I ask a question and has read receipts on, I know you're going to respond, like, a couple minutes later if I see that you've read it.
But if it just says delivered, then I haven't even opened it or touched it.
Right.
You want me to turn them off?
No.
Okay. I think I only have them, like, with you.
It's very reliable. I think or you like have to mine. Have them. It's with everybody.
No, you can go and
really?
Choose.
Individual?
Yeah, because I have them, like, for my sisters, because sometimes I'm, like, purposefully ignoring them.
If you're listening, you didn't hear that.
No, they know.
Like, I don't care.
I don't care.
They need to know.
I have them with most of my closest friends, so I can call them out on it, but it's always me being...
Right, because I'm really bad. I don't have read receipts on anybody. I just want to be able to, like, be like... Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's really true and I didn't see it. Or sometimes it really is true that I looked at it and was like, oh, I'll respond. And then I forget, which is the truth. But sometimes, like.
Sometimes I do not have the capacity to answer.
And that's harder to.
You can't,
tell
like,
someone,
no.
Like, explain.
I can't wait for that to be normalized.
I did that with my friend once for literally, like, 3 months. I didn't respond to her for 3 months. And I kept every time. And then it's like every time you think about it. You're like, oh, I need to respond to this person, but it's been so long. I feel
and
like
it's
by
a
now,
daunting task.
Yes. I like right now it feels like, because now I have to try and apologize and explain. So like,
we dig ourselves into this hole.
Yeah. And it's horrifying.
And I love my friends dearly and would love to talk to them. But it's hard.
Sometimes
to
just
text is hard. I
don't
know
have
it.
In
I don't
you.
Know what it is. I miss Pony Express. Remember those days?
Are you calling me old?
No. I was just saying that we should go back to Pony Express.
What are you talking about? Like
mail.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Now I'm calling you old. No, I'm kidding.
Remember when the mail wagon used to come into town?
Were you there when George Washington signed
the mail wagons on cross to go across America?
Yeah, he did that.
He did.
He for sure did that.
He for sure was that guy.
He was the guy who did the mail for America. Anyway, before we talk about how hard texting is any longer, do you have any slash and slays?
Oh my gosh. That was really cold.
She dropped water.
Slash and slays. I finished The Carrow Haunt by Darcy Coates.
Yay!
And
you finished a book, guys.
I know, I finished a book. It took me too long. Well, it took me like a week, honestly. But to me, that was too long.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually like a couple days. I can get those read. It was really good.
Good.
It was... She has this way, and this isn't... I don't think this is a spoiler.
It's okay. I like spoilers, and I'll forget them.
That's true. So, because if you wanted to read this one, she has this way of, like, making things that are, like, freaky and kind of horrifying, like, in the end, like, kind of, like, has a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, again, I don't want to spoil anything, but in From Below, she, like, no one died.
Mm-mm.
Like, and people could have easily died.
Mm-hmm.
But they went through this horrifying experience and everyone made it out.
Well, think about the whole series of the, what is it called? Black Winter?
Yeah.
Black the ending Winter. Is lovely.
It really is. Yeah. And the stairs are so squeaky. Yeah, in the end, it really... people do die, but in that one. And I mean, in Dead of Winter, like, everyone actually dies.
Yeah.
In that one, too.
A lot of people die. Mm-hmm. But the ending is very beautiful and happy.
Yeah. True. You're fine. I don't even think you can pick it up.
No, I don't think so either.
My husband is being loud.
But y'all can hear it. It's okay. What would you slash or slay it?
Oh, I slay.
We slay Darcy always.
Slay, slay, slay. I'm in the middle. Well, not in the middle. I'm at the very beginning of reading The Bad Weather Friend by Dean Koontz.
Oh, the new one.
Yes.
Ah.
So the only thing is like, I don't know what year it's supposed to be set. Because like...
I hate when that happens because you're like, do you have an iPhone?
His older stuff is like... Clearly, it's like...
80s, 90s.
Yeah, 80s and 90s, so it makes sense. But his newer stuff is like... Everything is kind of modern, but he doesn't talk about cell phones. He doesn't talk about... He, like, makes references at the... Like, the main guy in this is, like, 23. But he makes references, like, to, like, Charles Boyer, who, like, a 23-year-old... I only know Charles Boyer because of I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
Like, so... I don't know.
No, yeah.
So I'm not sure what year that this is supposed to be taking place.
Whoever, I think they don't proofread his books anymore.
Probably not, you know?
They're probably just like, whatever, put it out. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, they don't need to.
Right.
He's not on Twitter, I don't think.
I think he is, but...
Oh, I'm sure he has somebody run it. I think Stephen King runs his own, that's for sure. Oh,
Stephen King for sure.
For sure. He loves
the kind of stuff
whatever it is now.
He says.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Somebody... needs to proofread that. Are you liking it so far though, besides that?
Yeah, it's good so far. It breaks the fourth wall a lot. It's interesting.
Oh,
like it'll kind of address
you, dear,
like,
reader.
It'll kind of address the reader, like, yeah.
And it's all Dean Koontz, right? It's not mm-hmm. one of those like,
no, I mean,
I think I'm thinking about James Patterson or something that like, right. Well, they'll put his name really big on it, but it's actually somebody
it's
else.
Like a little, yeah, wrote 100%. He has ghostwriters, like all
James Patterson.
Yeah,
oh yeah, I think he's like plugged in, about to die any minute now. I'm sure
he's been around for a while.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, didn't mean it like that, but he's probably like on his deathbed, is what I mean. But he's still making money,
right?
And other authors are capitalizing on it too. So, well, anyway.
Well, anyway.
You slash it, slay it so far? Slay it so far?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
What about any movies?
I had on The Voyage of the Last Dementor.
Oh, yeah.
On yesterday, but I, like, wasn't even paying attention to it. Okay. I mean, you know, it's like vampire-esque, but eh.
Yeah.
The graphics weren't very good.
It looked very bad.
Yeah. So, but Talk to Me is now on Showtime.
We have to watch it.
So I'll need to watch it.
It's scary.
I just don't, I like, didn't want to watch it alone. Like,
yeah,
alone, up, you know, I don't know.
Without anyone in the house.
Yeah. I feel like I need to watch it either like when it's still light outside, like start it when it's still light outside, or I don't know.
Wait for me to come.
Yeah.
Talk to me, baby. That's what I always think of. I'm crazy. Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas.
Okay, by the ocean.
So I slash that one.
Slash.
Not Talk to Me. The Dementor.
Last Voyage.
The Dementor.
The Dementors.
Dementors. The Dementors.
I introduced my friend to Silence of the Lambs.
Really?
Yeah. And he watched it last night and he was like, I've heard about Hannibal so many times I didn't know where it was from.
Really?
And I was like, yeah.
So you should watch, listen to our whole Hannibal episode.
Oh, I forgot.
Find out Hannibal's for the girl.
She choked.
Hannibal's.
Did you choke on a finger you ate?
Hannibal. Yeah, I did. Hannibal for the girlies.
I forgot about that episode. I'll have to send it to him.
Yeah.
Is this Ethan,
the friend that you told about the podcast?
Mm-hmm. He's listening today.
Hello.
Hello. Friend. Anyway, any other movies?
I don't think so. I started watching Fallout.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Do we like it so far?
I think so.
I think so.
It's apocalyptic. It's very actually like the book that I'm currently recording.
Mm-hmm. For those of you not watching, because there's nobody watching, we're just talking. She poked herself in the eye.
I did. That's why I said ow. I'm really hurting myself today. I'm like, I don't feel very good, so.
It's okay,
if guys. I sound like
grant her some grace.
Yes. Come on, please. Give me some grace.
They do. They told me. Okay. They grant you some grace.
Okay, thank you. Anyways, it's like kind of similar to the book I'm recording. Mm-hmm. There's like wastelands and like writers and all this stuff.
Mm.
So,
you know, I went in my apocalypse era.
Yeah. It's good for that.
I have to. I do like the idea of Fallout. Like yeah. When I watched some of the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever watched any of it? The gameplay? Or
not anything? The gameplay, no.
I used to play Fallout Shelter, which is like a little game where you'd be like, feed these people mm-hmm. and, you know, stuff like that. But anyway. Is it coming out serialized?
I think it's already, all the episodes are out.
Okay.
I think. Or maybe it's part, maybe it's only like, because like sometimes they'll do like 3 episodes.
Gotcha.
I think I watched the first 3.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Okay. It's on
Amazon Prime.
Prime. All right. I didn't even know it was coming out until my boss talked to me about it yesterday.
You know what I think I'm going to do?
Hmm.
I think I'm going to get a PC.
Ooh.
For gaming.
You're going to get a gaming PC?
Kind of want to. Because the only reason I really want it is because of the Jurassic Park survival game that's coming.
Oh, yeah. That would be really fun.
It looks so good.
You need to go to, what's it called? It's this place in Dallas area that you can build a PC for very cheap.
Oh,
and they
really?
Have everything there. It's like a warehouse.
Oh.
I don't know what it's called, though. I'll have to get it. I'll have to tell you. But you should go there.
Okay.
But then maybe you'll play other games, too.
Yeah.
You'll have to force yourself if you spend the money on a
PC. I know. I will.
It's expensive.
Sims 4.
Ooh. Gaming setup for Sims.
Yeah. People do it.
Yeah, that's so true. You're right. Maybe you can be a streamer. Make money that way.
Right? I wish. I don't think anyone would be. I would like play old school games that I used to love, like Frogger 2.
I love Frogger.
Frogger 2 and the 102 Dalmatian game.
Did you ever play Freddy Fish?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You played Freddy Fish?
Yes, I played Freddy Fish.
I don't
remember a lot about it, but I know I played it.
Yeah.
I also played the Tarzan Jungle game. It came with it was a CD-ROM that came with the VCR.
Ooh.
And I played with that thing. I think I still have it. Like I think it's somewhere like in
my,
my storage stuff.
Do you remember when they gave the Lizzie McGuire game at McDonald's? Mm-hmm. Near McDonald's? Yeah, mm-hmm. I played that game.
Yeah, the fashion, like mm-hmm. the outfits.
I played that.
I played that.
I played Barbie Spy a lot.
The Disney had some good games.
I played Disney Skateboard on PS2.
Mm-hmm. Tony Hawk.
I have a PS. Tony Hawk. You do have a PS2.
I have a PS2, and I have. I need
to
get more
controllers. Yeah,
because I need to get more controllers. I legit would, too. I need to. I really
Narnia.
Need to. Narnia.
I never got to finish Narnia because it was so hard.
The Tony Hawk game. I have a Surf's Up. I have a Transformers game.
Surf's Up. Bro, you have some classics.
I have a racing game. Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyways.
Okay, we need to get you a new one. Okay, derailed as always.
Sorry, that was really off.
We are
topic.
Very off topic. That's okay. Don't know how we got there. Fallout. That's how we got
Fallout,
it.
Fallout, yeah.
Okay.
Spiral.
Maybe I'll start watching it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any slash or slays this week?
I do.
Do you?
I just finished Vampires of El Norte
mm-hmm.
by, looking at the author right now, Isabel Canas.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about, takes place during the beginning of the Mexican-American War. And all, you know, in typical American fashion, we're going down there and trying to move them off the land in Texas to take it over because We have to have everything.
Of course.
Now, all that already terrifying, plus vampires. Mm-hmm. But it's in my favorite, you know, as I've talked about many times, I love vampires in an unconventional setting or different way that they're portrayed. This one is actually predominantly a romance. But it's not, like, cheesy or anything. Right. It was, like, actually beautifully written. Like, beautiful language. Like, some of the quotes, I was like, if somebody thought about me that way, it's so sweet. They're, like, childhood sweethearts, like, 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, one day we're going to get married. Like, they both think that in their head.
Yeah.
Then she's bitten by a vampire. Like, this is, like, the first, it's, like, on the blurb. Yeah. She's bitten by a vampire. And he, by hand, carries her back to the house. And he's just a lowly, like, takes care of the horses. Mm-hmm. And her dad is the owner of the whole ranch.
Love a stable boy and a ranch owner.
And he's like, get out of here. Because her mom screams, she's dead. She's dead. Mm-hmm. And she's not breathing. So he runs away. And then he thinks she's dead for 9 years. Mm-hmm. Then he comes back to fight with his family that still lives there against the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And so he shows up and he's like, she's alive. And she's like pissed that he's been gone for 9 years, of course. So they have a lot of like enemies to lovers type things, but he still like loves her so much and she doesn't know what to do because she can't marry him and she needs to marry for to protect the ranch and all this
stuff.
She's
a vampire now?
No, she's not a vampire, but
she was bitten,
and there's a plague going around called susto, is what they call it, which is like you get scared and you like they get so scared they like pass out. Mm. But some of them are starting to get bitten too, and they're like, what's going on? And then basically, all this stuff happens. The vampires are there, all mixed in with having to deal with the army and the love story, and it's just so good. Mm-hmm. And it's like 1800s, like, oh yeah. It's so good. I loved it. I slay it 1,000 times.
Slay.
I'm also probably gonna finish it tonight. Can you guess?
Such sharp
teeth. Yes. it's been like 3 times or 2 times in a row now I've had like the trifecta, where I have the physical copy because I got it from the library. And then my hold came in at the perfect time, and the audiobook, so I can like literally read it whenever. So it makes it really fast. But I really am not a fan of the audiobook.
Okay.
Narrator. Mm-hmm. It's just like her voice seems very much not like how I would envision Rory to be. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting past it. I don't really care. I'm really liking it so far. I like the romance in this one too.
Yeah.
He's so sweet. He's so nice.
I know. I really like the romance in it.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I somehow accidentally got into, I think it was Cackle that started it, like, and then just so happened to keep acquiring these books that have, like, a mythical creature written by a woman romance subplot. Mm-hmm. And, like, now I, like, have a whole bunch of them. And I'm like, oh.
It's your era.
And currently. It's, like, been subconscious. Yeah, that is kind of my era right now. Because I got Cackle. Read that, and then the Vampires of El Norte, which I put on hold like several months ago, and it finally came. So I was like, yay, awesome. So I got that, read that, and then I bought her other book because it was like I got Bride by Allie Hazelwood, which is about a werewolf. Mm-hmm. And I got those two together because they were like on sale at Target, and I didn't really think anything of it. And then I also bought the new Leigh Bardugo book, which is called The Familiar, which is about vampire. And then I looked and I was like, all of these are written by women. I'll have a creature.
It's such a slay.
Yeah. It's a genre I didn't even know I needed. And I love it so much. So slay. Preemptive slay.
What part are you at?
I just got to her second transformation when she showed Scarlet the video.
Okay.
And she's like freaking out. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just like, oh, are you gonna fix this? Like, that's a lot to fix. A
lot to fix.
Anyway, slay. Can't wait to read more.
Soleil. Well, good. Any movies?
No.
Okay.
As usual, I don't watch movies. I need to watch movies.
You don't have to watch
movies. Oh, I watched Civil War.
Oh, yeah?
Very good.
Was it?
That's kind of scary.
I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was very good.
I would count it as a horror movie. It's kind of like The Purge. Like,
yeah.
I mean, just like the same sort of like...
It was very gory.
Really?
I mean, not very gory, but it's war.
Right.
They were squirting blood. Open wounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd like it. It was A24's highest grossing
opening
weekend, I think. That's so. Cool.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
I slay that.
Slay, slay, slay.
Slay, slay, slay.
Should I go see Go So?
Girl.
Should I go see that this weekend? Civil War or The Fall Guy?
Civil War. Fall Guy, you can wait.
True.
You don't want to pay for that one, I don't
true,
know.
True, true, true. You're right. That I forgot Civil fun. War. I honestly forgot Civil War came out.
I think you'd like it.
This weekend, so.
I think you'd like it.
I think you'd like it.
Would
my husband like it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't, I mean, it really just focuses on the journalist's
mm-hmm.
perspective. It's kind of like Zero Dark Thirty, if you ever watched that.
Okay, yeah.
Very much like the journalist. However, like, Zero Dark Thirty is more political, I think.
Right.
Because obviously it wasn't. It's different because these are two American, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the journalists have no, you know, they have to be unbiased. So,
right.
Anyway, very good.
Okay.
Anyway, you ready to get into today's topic?
Well, first.
Oh.
Do we have a Emily's dream of the week or nightmare of the week, whatever it was.
Emily had a bad one, but
uh-oh.
I think it's like A24 would be like, we're going to pass on that script. That's too much.
It's too dark.
It was so bad.
Wow. Are you going to share or is it too bad for even this podcast?
I mean,
you don't have to share.
I'm trying to think of the whole thing that, and I had one last night that was like kind of scary. We're going to have to pass this week, I think, because I can't remember it now, but I remember it being horrible.
Okay. Well, but you did have one, so.
But I did have one. And I think that it would make a great movie one day. If I could remember what it was.
Well, if you remember it, write it down and I'll turn it into a book.
Okay.
On top of all the other books that I'm going to write.
It's just like so embarrassing being like, you know, like, I wake up and I'll, like, text my boyfriend, like, my dream or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hee-hee-hee. Like, look at me. Like, I'm just, like, a little girl.
Yeah.
And, like, I say the most horrifying thing that, like, came into my mind like, while I was sleeping.
This is from my brain.
Yeah. And I texted him the dream, which I, like, well, I guess I could read it from him because let me see. Maybe I can just read it from here.
See what it says.
See what it said. But I just remember him replying, Jesus Christ. That's all he did. And I was like, hee hee. It was
like, my Lord.
Yeah, he was just like, Jesus Christ.
Good Lord. Good Lord, woman.
Oh, here it is. Okay. So first I was in a comedy movie where the main character was being hunted down and it didn't turn out to be funny because I was being hunted down. Then we went to a retreat where we were with all our friends and some random people. And it was like we were all supposed to go to like seminars together. And some people were trying to like sleep around with other people. And this guy kept trying to like take me to his room. And I kept saying no. So eventually this girl tried to like mind control me. And it was kind of like annihilation. Like you didn't really know. And then we all got into the seminar. And I started seeing what was actually happening. Like, they were presenting something, and everybody was saying one thing, but I was saying another thing. And somebody accused me of being failing my mind control thing. Uh-huh. They were like, oh, you tried to hypnotize her too soon.
Mm.
Whatever. And so now I'm remembering it, so I don't need to read this. But so they, like, took me and, like, kept me captive.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I was seeing was, like, people's limbs being slowly sawed off. And I was like, ah!
God.
Yeah, sorry. I saw it from afar, so I think my brain was like, you can't see it. But yeah, it was really disturbing. And then I tried to escape, but then I woke up.
Well, that does sound
It was very much like Midsommar
feeling. Yeah, it sounds like that and like Spiderwick. No, not Spiderwick. What am I thinking? Spiderhead? Is that movie with Chris Hemsworth and Miles Teller?
I don't know.
I think it's called Spiderhead. Spiderhead. Like they have to take, they take drugs and like they try different drugs.
Oh.
And like the drugs make them see different things or something.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah. Kinda it like kind of just felt like very Midsommar-y, like very
Clockwork
like
Orange.
We're all here together and we're doing the same thing and we're going to watch this and everybody's going to be fine about it. Like that.
Mm. And you're also Divergent.
Yes.
Ha ha ha.
Anyway, my disturbing dream of the week. And that was kind of
Emily's disturbing dream of the week.
Toned down. But we don't need to go into all the details.
We don't need to see that. We don't need the details.
Okay, that's my disturbing dream of the week.
Also, sometimes it's like the dreams, like the feelings are what's disturbing. And those are sometimes hard to describe.
Or like, not so. Like the one I said last week, I was just like, it wasn't that disturbing whenever I was
witnessing it. Oh, the egg yolk thing?
Yeah. But then like thinking about it, I'm like, that is awful. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
That's my dream.
Yay.
Yay. Are we ready to get into today's topic?
We are.
It's all about me.
It's all about Emily. She's presenting me with a topic or something that I've never, ever, 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 ever heard of.
Ever.
Ever. And I'll be reacting accordingly.
Okay. Last week we talked about frogging.
We did. Frogging.
Frogging. If we remember what that is, everybody.
If you listen to the episode.
This week, we're talking about CS, or Cupgrass syndrome.
Huh?
Do you know what it is?
CS, Cupgrass. Say that again?
Cupgrass.
Cupgrass?
Cupgrass? C-A-P-G-R-A-S.
C-A-P-G.
No, C-A-P. Oh, yeah, C-A-P-G-R-A-S. No. Yes.
C-A-P-G-R-A-S. Cupgrass.
Mm-hmm.
Cupgrass.
Have you heard of it?
I've never heard of this.
Like, for real? Okay. I told her to pretend.
She said, if you have heard of this, just pretend like you haven't.
Okay.
I legit don't. I have no clue.
Cupgrass syndrome. It is a syndrome. It's kind of a subset of like schizophrenia type thing. It is delusion of doubles. It's a delusion misidentification syndrome. It's a syndrome characterized by a false belief that an identical duplicate has replaced someone significant to the patient.
Ooh.
So in CS, the imposter can also replace an inanimate object or an animal. So if you have the belief, like the strong belief that someone you know was replaced by an exact double.
Kind of like how people think like Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. Or like Paul McCartney. Yeah.
It's like, but this is like...
Like your husband personal, or, yeah, or your dog, whatever. What can cause it is like any medical or neurological condition, like if you hit your head, like brain injuries, central nervous system lesions, anything like that. It apparently also you have to rule out vitamin B12 deficiencies. So I don't know. You might have that,
too. I might have a vitamin B12 deficiency.
Yeah, I know I do because I'm a vegetarian. Anyway, I thought I would read a few real-life stories.
Of people who have it?
Who like... have... some have it and some are people that experienced it.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, I will. Let's see. Okay, here's one from... On R No Sleep, Reddit No Sleep. Is that how you say it? R No Sleep?
Mm-hmm. From R/No Sleep.
R/No Sleep. From Emily Chloe. This was 9 years ago. Okay. My name is Emily. I have two beautiful children. It sounds like I'm just saying that. My name is Emily. I have two beautiful children.
Okay. I didn't know this about you.
No. My name is Emily with a Y. I have two beautiful children. Ryan, who is 4, and Chloe, who is 2. I have a wonderful husband named Daniel. We fell in love when we were 18 and married when we were 24. My life was exactly how I pictured it being when I was a little girl until not so long ago. But when I stood at the altar and said my vows, I didn't think that I would have to take the in sickness and in health quote quite so literally. But I vowed to stay with Daniel no matter what, and I suppose that's what marriage is all about. Sorry if this is a bit confusing. I will start from the beginning. About 1.5 years ago, soon after Chloe was born, I noticed that Daniel started to act slightly different. He didn't look at me the same way he used to. The sparkle in his eye was replaced with a slightly disapproving glare, as if he didn't trust me. I put it down to us having a new baby and him being very protective. When I was watching the TV, I would see him out of the corner of my eye staring at me for a bit too long. That's ooh. Creepy. Ooh. Things just seemed to be different. I assumed he was struggling with some kind of postnatal depression. It's not as common in men, but I suppose it can happen. Then the accusing started. I would get home after a long day at work. I'm a nurse. And he would question me as to where I had been. That is when things started getting to me. I went back to work early from my maternity leave to get extra money to look after our children, and this is how he repaid me. He would turn up at my place of work throughout the day and watch me through the windows to make sure I was really there. I mean, how pathetic is that? Why doesn't my own husband trust me? Things got progressively worse after this. Daniel started to get angrier and angrier. He started saying that he wasn't the children's real father. This comment ripped me apart because Daniel is the only person I have ever been with. Ryan looks exactly like him. He would sit in Chloe's room for hours on end and study her features. I don't know what I have done wrong. I don't know how my perfect marriage could have ended up like this. It was when Daniel accused me of not being the children's mother that I realized how serious this was. I thought that he was accusing me of cheating on him, and now he was saying that the children have been somehow replaced. I sat down with Daniel and told him that I loved him with all my heart, but I couldn't have him around the children for much longer if he kept acting in this unstable manner. It was around about a week ago that I finally had to take action against my once loving husband. I had just come downstairs from putting Chloe down for her afternoon nap when I noticed Daniel gazing in the corner of the room. As I looked up, I noticed a small camera. How disgusting that he would treat his own wife like this. When I questioned him about it, he straight up punched me in the stomach. I fell to the floor in agony, and Daniel screamed at me. You're not my effing wife. You have replaced our children. You don't even have the same accent. Tell me what you did with my real family. It was at this point that I ran to my bathroom, locked myself in, and called the police. Daniel was taken away and sectioned. 2 days ago, he was diagnosed with Capgras syndrome. The Capgras delusion, it just explains the disorder. They're keeping him in the hospital for the moment, but I hope he will get better soon. We need him. I just hope the cameras are installed after I dispose of his original family. Oh.
Wait, was that fake? Now I'm wondering if it's fake because they should put that at the end.
Oh, I guess because it's no sleep, they put that at the end. Because, like, it's supposed to be scary or whatever. So maybe it is fake. Wait, pretend I didn't read that part. Because that's scary.
Cut that. Right? She's like, wait. But it's a real thing.
Yes. My husbands are no sleep too, but it is a real thing. Okay, here's one.
Well, let's discuss that. If it is real. I mean, that's scary and sad. Like, to think, like, I mean, because I'm just thinking, like, in my situation, like, if Jared just started, like, being like, you're not my real wife, and, like, all this stuff, like,
yeah, like, thinking I
would be in distress, like, constantly.
Yeah. I don't even know what I'd do to, like, prove it, you know? Like, what
are you supposed to do? Well, you can't reason with them, it sounds like.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a disorder.
So. Right. They need, like, actual medical help. Is there, like, a cure? Or is it, like, schizophrenia?
They need to go to, like, a mental institution and work on it and things like that.
Wow.
And
it's just, like, what did it say? It was brought on by...
It can be brought on by, like, some sort of trauma, brain injury.
Whatever, like, a brain tumor?
Cause something like that? Yeah, anything like that could probably, I would assume.
Gosh.
Here's another one if you want to read. This one's actually real. It's from a .gov, a medical.
So there's not going to be, like, a twist at the end where it's
no.
That wasn't.
There was this other one. I was like, oh, I'm so excited for this one. But it's also our no sleep. So I think it's probably fake. But it says, my mother has had Capgras delusion. 40 years later, I found out that she was right. So that one would be crazy if that was true. This one is also true. But okay, here we go. This one. It's a case presentation. This case involves a 24-year-old male veteran who had received a wide range of mental health diagnoses in the past, including major depressive disorder with psychotic features, generalized anxiety disorder, cannabis use disorder, adjustment disorder, and borderline personality disorder. He also had a medical history related to a motor vehicle accident with subsequent intestinal rupture and colostomy placement that had occurred a year and a half prior to presentation. He had no history of brain trauma.
Wow.
So, the patient voluntarily presented to the hospital for increased suicidal thoughts and was admitted voluntarily for stabilization and self-harm prevention. He stated that, "I feel everything is unreal. I feel suicidal and guilt," and endorsed a plan to either walk into traffic or shoot himself in the head due to increasingly distressing thoughts and memories.
Ooh.
According to the patient, he had reported to police that he R-worded his ex-girlfriend a year previously, although she denied the claim to the police. The patient further disclosed that he did not believe his mother was real. "Last year, my sister told me it was not 2016, but it was 2022, he said. "She told me that I have hurt my mother with a padlock, that you could no longer identify her face. I don't remember having done this. I have lived with her since that time, so I don't think it's real. I don't think it's really my mother." He believed that his mother was replaced by government employees who were sent to elicit confessions for his behavior while in the military. He expressed guilt over several actions he had performed while in military service, such as punching a wall during boot camp, stealing nappies during work hours. His mother was
it like nappies?
I guess diapers? I don't know.
No, I thought it was like, I'll take you like nappies.
Oh, napping during work hours, yes. Yeah, there you go. His mother was contacted by a staff psychiatrist in the inpatient unit and denied that any assault had taken place. So he's just like, envision like having delusions that he did all of these awful things and also thinking nobody's real. The patient's psychiatric review of systems was positive for visual hallucinations, specifically blurs next to his bed in the morning that disappeared as he tried to touch them, depressed mood, anxiety, hopelessness, and insomnia. Pertinent negatives of the review of symptoms including a denial of manic symptoms and auditory hallucinations. Let's see.
So it sounds like he had like a lot of things combining.
Yeah. This is like talking about his other stuff too. Okay. Apparently this is like his little ending, his little treatment. They did CAT scans and EEGs. Nothing with epilepsy or anything like that. So it's pretty much his diagnosis included schizophreniform disorder. Exacerbation of MDD with psychotic features and the psychotic component of cannabis use disorder. So that also didn't help using all that cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the hospital course, the patient remained cooperative with treatment. 3 days into the hospitalization, he stated that he believed the entire family had been replaced by imposters. He began to distrust members of his family and was reticent to communicate with them when they attempted attempted to contact him. He also experienced fragmented sleep during the hospital stay and took sleeping medication. And then it talks about all the medications he was taking, which is a lot. Here's a little discussion. The Capgras delusion can present in several different contexts. A psychiatric differential diagnosis includes disorders in schizophrenia spectrum and schizoaffective disorder, delusional disorder, and substance-induced psychotic disorder. In addition to psychiatric disorders, the Capgras delusion has been shown to occur in several medical conditions, which include stroke, central nervous system tumors, subarachnoid hemorrhage, vitamin B12 deficiency. That is so random. Hepatic, and I can't say those words, hyperthyroidism.
I have that.
Yeah, all my family does.
Hyperparathyroidism,
epilepsy, and dementia. So.
Wow.
It can really come.
That's absolutely terrifying, though. To, like, experience that and then be around someone who's experiencing that.
And also it seems like he was simultaneously knowing he was experiencing negative. Like, he knew he was suicidal and, like, wanted help for that. But he's, like, probably so confused as to why, you know? Because it's like, I don't know. That's rough.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, like, continuously, because it is, like, kind of, like, self, not like self-induced, but like a different form of dementia where you're just like, right. You're not real.
You don't recognize you're not a people real person. And
I guess like with dementia too, it's not so elaborate all the time. It's right. Usually just like old memories resurfacing and right. You think they're happening now.
Yeah.
But he literally thought the government was
replacing
his whole entire family.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
Which is like, why is that like a shared delusion everyone's having? Like, what is the basis of that? You know, like,
yeah,
the government specifically, because like a lot of people with schizophrenia think the government is mm-hmm. like involved.
Maybe they're the sane ones.
Maybe they are.
It probably just has to be like, you have to think of somebody that has the power to do something.
I guess so.
And anything and I'm else sure, would like, be too scary to think
I'm
about.
I'm sure media and stuff like that
oh, yeah.
influences it in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Movies, I mean, anything could
and
really
people would
it.
Believe the government did something more than saying like an alien came down.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's more believable that our own government would
oh
do
yeah
100% like
actually
sure.
Yeah, would you like another story?
I would.
Okay,
is this like a maybe it's real maybe it's not?
This one's real.
Oh,
it's
on
real? r/ relationship advice.
Oh,
there is an update. But the story is from Throwaway 99D58AW.
Okay. Throwaway.
Wife started to hate me and our kids out of all of a sudden, and now she left us. Hi, this is my first time posting. I'm not an English native speaker. I'm also sorry for my mess, but I am just at my end mentally. My 38-year-old wife started to become increasingly hostile towards me, the kids, and her own parents. Our kids are 12, 9, and 4. I first started to notice it around 1 week ago when our 12-year-old tripped while playing and fell on her face. I ran to her to reassure she was okay, but my wife didn't really bother. She just sat on the bench and watched me and our daughter. That evening, I asked her why she showed no reaction, and she shrugged it off and told me that I looked after her, so it's okay. That's not her normal behavior at all, and if that had happened a couple months ago, she would have dropped everything and immediately looked after our daughter. A day after the incident, we ate at dinner, and the 9-year-old asked her to pass him the ketchup. She didn't pass it, but responded with, "Why do you want to eat our ketchup?" That caught me. Oh, that's creepy. That caught me off guard, and I was extremely baffled. He asked if it isn't also his ketchup, but she insisted that it's hers and her family's ketchup.
Ugh.
I thought she was making a joke, but she looked extremely stern and sincere, so I gave him the ketchup. The rest of the day was uneventful, but she kept looking at me and the kids in this, I really don't know, aggressive fashion, as if I were a threat to her. During the last week, I received only one kiss, not a single hug or any other kind of affection, and even if she sometimes smiles at me, it just looked extremely forced. Sometimes she just looks at me as if she's searching something. Obviously, I asked her a couple times if something was wrong, but she always denied it and said everything is fine. The problem is, if she was only hostile towards me, I could somewhat in some way understand it. Maybe I annoy her, maybe she doesn't love me anymore, or she thinks I'm cheating, or I don't know. But she also seems to hate or at least be neutral towards the children. When they talk about school, she doesn't care. But when they have problems, talks about school, she doesn't care. When they have problems, she doesn't care. She doesn't tuck them in at night. I tell our kids that she is just in a bad mood and has a lot on her plate. But obviously, she knows as sure as I do that something isn't right. It really got out of hand when 2 days ago, her mother called me asking me if something was wrong with her daughter. Apparently, she doesn't, or at least only briefly, answers her texts and doesn't want to meet her anymore. She told me that my wife told her she isn't her real mother, which of course is something horrible to say, and we both don't know why she said it or what exactly it meant. When she asked my wife why she just said that, she excused herself and said that it was a joke. She never, or at least rarely, had an argument with her mom. We all had a great relationship up to this week, and I just can't in any possible way find out what changed. It kept me up at night because my wife just feels like a different person. Now, I thought about mental illness, maybe some form of early Alzheimer's, but it doesn't seem to fit her behavior. She has a depression when she was younger, but that's 10 years ago. She was as lovely as one can be not even 2 weeks ago. There are a lot of instances of her behavior, but I don't have the energy to write it right now. This brings her Oh, this brings me to yesterday. I sat her down and asked her if something is wrong and I need an answer now or otherwise we will see a psychiatrist. She started telling me that everything was fine and she had just has to act as she always does. That sentence made me feel sick to my stomach because I don't know what it meant. Is she seeing someone? Is someone holding her hostage or what is happening? I asked her what she meant, but she just brushed it off again, saying that she is okay. I told her that we're seeing a psychologist and she started screaming at me and I can't make her. I insisted, so she threw a cup at me, got up and told me that she wants her real family back. I don't know what that means. We didn't change anything. Everything is as it was a month ago. She grabbed her purse and ran out of the house. She returned a couple hours later and told me she's sorry for how she acted. She did a complete 360 and said everything is good now. She kissed me and told me she will explain it tomorrow, but she is just tired now. When we go to bed later, she kept looking at me as if I'm a stranger, but I was also extremely exhausted from everything and just fell asleep. It's morning now. She left the house. I can't find her, and it looks like she packed some stuff of hers. Some jackets, her purse, two pairs of shoes. I called her parents, her friends, everyone she knows, but they all haven't seen her. Her friends told me all that they haven't had contact with her in the last week. Should I call the police now? Have some of you experienced something similar? I just don't know what to do.
Oh, the first thoughts. Let me just read it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let me write this.
Okay, this is the edit.
3-page long thing.
I called the police a couple minutes after the first people here told me to. The police responded and they took my story very seriously, said they will search for her immediately. They have found my wife an hour ago at the local park, 5 hours after they started searching for her. It didn't look like she was fleeing or in a hurry, but she was waiting, sitting on a bench. She told me that she was extremely hostile towards the police and punched an officer. She's now in a psychiatric clinic, but is not allowed to meet her or anyone else. Doctors are caring for her and will call me as soon as they know more. And there is an update
to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's so weird. It's just
and she
so
was
weird.
Diagnosed with Capgras.
Okay, that's so weird though that like it just happened one
yeah.
day. I'm wondering, does the update say what caused it?
Let's see.
I just because like it. I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac
mm-hmm.
where, and I saw this thing where it's like, if you start, you know, like if you think you're sick, then you're going to start feeling sick because your body reacts. So like,
yeah.
And I get this way with like cancer, like anything like that. I cannot watch anything about someone having cancer, or like symptoms of cancer. Like I can't because I will literally
start feeling
it. You're also an empath. Thinking about it. So this is like, it's kind of freaking me out because I'm like, because this is like something real that like I could catch. Like,
right? You're not going to catch it.
I'm not going to catch it, but like.
Okay, I won't tell you how it came on then.
No, I need to know.
You're going to look it up anyway.
Is it hypothyroidism?
Okay. No.
Hashimoto's?
No. Let's see. My wife arrived there, extremely hostile. She was put in a safe room where she couldn't hurt herself. Blah, blah, blah. The good news was that she quickly opened up and explained to her what she thinks, the psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. She knows that her family and most of her friends have been swapped by clones. She assumes that we, the clones, have sent police officers to get her and that she was scared of what we might do to her. She flew in the first place because she felt that we might attack her, but mostly to get some space. She still isn't sure if the clones are malicious or not. That explains why she was distrusting me and always searched for some signs in me and the kids. My wife said that we act exactly like the real ones and how perfect our disguise was. But she knew that we weren't real because she didn't feel any love towards me or the kids or her own parents. Writing this down feels like a lens piercing through my chest. She also told her how she was trying to hide her distrust of us because she couldn't be sure if we know that she knows that we aren't the real we. Her delusion that we've been swapped came to her one day before I noticed it. 10 days ago, she woke up, looked at me, and knew that I wasn't the same anymore, not the real one. Same with the kids, her parents, and her friends. She hadn't had those thoughts before. Mm. The psychiatrist explained to me how they will try to slowly deconstruct her delusion, and that is, it can take a short or a very long time until she fully recovers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to try to slowly deconstruct it.
It's kind of like what they did with PETA
in
the Hunger Games. But it doesn't say what caused it. It doesn't say they don't know.
I don't see where it said. I'm see, just skimming. See, that's what's scary this.
Because it's like they don't know what caused it. You literally just one day wake up and you're like, my husband's been replaced.
I know. Like, what?
Like, how is that possible?
And they're just saying schizophrenia, but she never had, like...
Right, like, there was no... I think maybe all the information isn't there. Like, maybe she had, like, a brain injury before.
Yeah, I mean, they're not saying it.
Or, like, I don't know, maybe she had had something before that caused it. It's just so freaky.
Let's see.
I mean, it sounds like a movie where, you know...
I know, right? And, like, what if she never, like, there's a possibility she'll never fully recover.
Right.
That says that she appears to be completely clear of mind about everything else. She knows names, dates, places, facts, everything. Only the thought that we aren't the real ones is now a fact for her. I'm trying to see if, yeah, no, it doesn't really say what brought it on. But, I mean, I can also assume that, like, high stress can sometimes cause a mental break.
Yeah, it's true. But like that? Like
I know.
That much, it sounds like very deep-rooted.
Yeah, it sounds like it had to have been. I mean, I don't know how schizophrenia works or that any sort of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's dormant and then one day can wake up. Right. I don't know how it works.
Genetics? Like, is it genetic?
Yeah, I have no idea. But isn't that terrifying?
That's so terrifying. It's almost scarier than frogging.
Almost.
It kind of is, actually. I think it is scarier than frogging.
At least frogging, you can see it and get rid of it.
Right. And there's, like, a solution in a way. In this way, it's like there might not be a solution.
It's literally that girl on TikTok in the plane.
Yeah.
That is not real. I feel like that all the time. But it's just because I think, like, no, not like that. I just, I kind of do. But I have, like...
Do you think I've been replaced?
No, I just think everybody that's not in my immediate vicinity is an NPC because I'm like...
Oh, yeah, I have that. I 100% believe that.
Which I think it might be like narcissism or like...
No, I don't think so.
I have to make myself stop doing that though because...
Yes, same.
I like treat people... Not that I treat people mean, but right, I just like same. Forget like when I'm driving down the road that like people are real.
It's in some ways it's something... there's a word for it where you're like at an airport and you're looking around at everyone realizing that they all have like
lives,
their own personal lives and families and friends and this long.
That's too much for me to think about sometimes.
It is. Yeah. And I think that in a way it's like that, but it's like, because it's so overwhelming to think about, it's easier to just be like,
NPC. Also the conversations I hear people have in public, I'm like, y'all aren't real. Like, yeah. I cannot believe y'all are talking like, about
this. Me and Jared always, like, say stuff about NPCs because it'll be, like, things will just happen, like, literally all the time where we're in an aisle trying to go to this one thing that we need and someone's standing right there in always front of there. It. Like, one time I was like, I needed to get green apples. Specifically, had to get green apples. And I went to Brookshire's...
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to say that.
Yeah, that's fine. You can.
Okay.
I'll report it.
I went to the grocery store and I was going to eat green apples and the stocker was stocking green apples, taking up the whole thing of just green apples.
You know what you should have done?
What?
Posted about it on Facebook.
I should have been like, this stocker
was in my way.
He was. I mean, he was very nice. Like, I just reached over and got
So him. Yours is like that.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
But it always happens.
It always happens. It's mine, like, mine. It's so specific.
Mine is without fail. When I pull into a parking spot, there's somebody that's going to be next to me either leaving or coming in their car.
Yeah.
Like, it can be 5 a.m. at Planet Fitness and it will happen. It can be in the busy Walmart parking lot, and I parked in the back. It will happen.
Someone will.
That's my NPC. That's my glitch in my matrix.
Mine is too. Like, we were, Jared and I were taking a walk, and right as we were getting to the, like, little driveway mm-hmm. area, a car comes, like, right as we're, I'm like,
how?
Or, like, and it's called Murphy's Law. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, everything mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. is it everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah,
but like all day I was like, okay, there were no mowers or no nothing. The minute I go get in my booth to record, I hear rah! I'm like,
how? I just how? Like, I'm such an unlucky person, and that's what I think of, because things like that happen to me all the time. But everybody has to be experiencing that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's why we're all sad.
And like, and maybe, like, you know, that that NPC,
they probably are like, oh my gosh, this girl person
just so happened to be walking right here when I'm trying to turn out. And we would have said that if we were trying to turn out of someplace and someone was walking, be like, this person. This is...
But also think about the city we live in and the way people walk in the grocery stores.
Yeah.
Like, they have nowhere to be. Mm-mm. They can take up the full aisle.
Yeah.
They don't look when they're about to leave the aisle. No spatial awareness. So many
people don't have spatial awareness, and it drives me
insane. And it seems like in this city,
yes,
it's so bad. I hate going into the stores in this city.
Yeah. Because people are just like, la, 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 la. And you're like, mind you.
Yeah.
Like,
or they take forever.
I'm always aware. I'm always aware. Yes.
Yeah. That's why I hate getting buggies too. I don't want anybody to run into my buggy.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to be in anybody's way with a buggy.
Yeah.
If I need a buggy, I do a curbside order. That's it.
I only do
curbside
or delivery now.
Ooh, slut. I delivered something from DoorDash for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was to my mom's work because she wasn't feeling well, so I got her some goodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it. I was like, wow.
I thought you were saying you deliver, like you.
Oh, no.
You've never done DoorDash?
Mm-mm.
I've done DoorDash so many times. It's sad. It's sad how much money I've spent on DoorDash.
Do you have like the premium or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I do. I have.
Can we DoorDash something next Tuesday?
Sure.
I want to try it.
I can, yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to try.
I'd like to try it. It's, DoorDash is just, it's just so convenient. And I will pay for convenience almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have to deal with people.
Yeah. No, I get that.
So don't 100%. Judge me.
We're not judging you. Thank Good you. For you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
No, 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 no,
no.
No, no. No,
okay. Capgrass.
Capgrass.
Are we scared or what, guys?
Capgrass, y'all.
Are we scared? Sorry that I literally like blue balls, y'all, with that first one.
Well, we just
that one was scary.
It was scary, and I guess we'll just never
and that know. Honestly could have happened, like reading the real ones that I could have happened.
Did replace your family.
I just hope she removed the cameras before I did replace them.
Yeah, I could have, I mean, it could have been real, and then maybe someone just added that line.
Okay, next week I'm gonna send in my sister that looks like me.
Uh-huh.
And I'll see if you notice.
See if I notice. Yeah.
Yeah,
like I'm like, I start thinking I'm going crazy.
Yeah. I'm like.
I think I would immediately know.
Be the like, government. As soon as she walks in, you're like, you're the government.
Government.
The government.
Government clone. Get out of my house.
But now I'm going to actually come. And then you're going to think it's a clone because it's actually me, though.
No.
So you'll really have cat grass.
So what's happening?
I'm just coming over next week.
Oh, okay.
Or am I? That's all I have for you.
Thank you.
Scared you to death.
Scared me to death. I'm kind of afraid I'm going to get this disease now.
You're not, but so, okay. So
thanks for that.
You're fine.
Thank you.
That motherfucker not real. I love that video.
Oh, gosh. I hope she's doing okay.
I hope she got her the capgrass.
I got, yeah.
Delusion.
She was interviewed and she just said she had like
a capgrass moment?
A mental
breakdown. See, maybe that's what happens.
Maybe it's what happens. But then other people are like, I think she's too calm. A lot of people think she really, like, the government paid her off or like threatened her or something.
Oh, because it was actually not a real person. It was like a it's always the government.
It's always the government. Everyone knows.
Yeah,
watch out for the government.
Watch out for the government. Anyways,
we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We hope you join us next week for our next episode, whatever it may be about.
Ooh, something spooky.
Something spooky, because we're a horror podcast.
With whores.
With whores.
With whores.
We should have been called Horror Podcast with Whores, even though we're neither.
Whores and horror.
The horror whores.
Horror. That's what it sounds like.
The horror.
Okay, guys, follow us on Instagram at Assassin's Day Pod.
Oh, TikTok at Assassin's Day Pod. Or
Facebook.
That's Assassin's Day Pod.
Yeah.
Or.
What else? What did I miss?
What do we have? What else do we have?
That's all.
That's it. That's all we got. Follow us or be in trouble.
Or be a whore.
Yeah. Anyway. Don't follow us. You're a whore.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.